from the differences within the relatives, they left their place and they came to live to Puri Jagannath. And from there came to live near Ganges, Naihati. And from there, they are taken by some Jamindar to the Jasur district. Then, by chance, the Badshah, the king of Bengal, and his capital was near Malda, Gaur, he got that they are born of a royal family and extremely intelligent and also good organizer. So anyhow, he took them and appointed Sanatan Goswami as Prime Minister, Chief Minister, and Rupa Goswami as his secretary. And left all the responsibility, the whole responsibility for the state, left on them. And he used to make merry in this way. But that Sanatan Goswami, when he was a very scholarly and a devotee from previous life, so after managing the state, he got sufficient time and he used to read Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata, all the scriptures, Purana. And he found that the Yugavatar of Kodi, he must have come now. It is already a high time. He must have come down, the Yugavatar. Where he will come? He is watching. And he is the sign there must be that he will begin Hari Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, in a very vigorous and very passive and very spacious, comprehensive way. Then he marched, then in Navaddi, then the genius Maya Pandit, he has begun this Kirtan, Hari Kirtan, which is the jewel dharma of Kodi. Then he began to correspond with Nimai Pandit, that we are so wretched. I knew from the Shastra that you have come to save the world in Kali as it is promised in Shastra. I think you are that person, you are not human being. Mahaprabhu anyhow replied, we are so wretched, we are engaged in this diplomatic life. How we can be saved all this? Mahaprabhu from Navaddi replied, Parabhyasunni nari vyagrapi grihakarmasu tami vasvadayantam tanavasangvara. You need not be afraid of your life. Just as he gave an example. If a, just as a woman who has got a lover other than husband, she may be busy in the household affairs, but still she at her heart enjoys the company in her memory with that lover. So you externally, you're very busy with the political activities, but at heart, you are, your heart is given to the Krishna consciousness. So you don't be afraid of your future life. Then again, after sannyas, Mahaprabhu came after 5 years of tour from South India, once more to Navaddi, and on his way to Vrindavan, he met Sanatan and Rupa there in Malda. And after having a discussion with Mahaprabhu, they were prepared to leave their service and to join Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked them to go to Vrindavan and to do certain duties, but his plan, according to his plan. And they did so. And when Sanatana Goswami came to Puri, he lived with Haridas Thakur, because there mixing with the Mohammedan king, their habits, almost external habits, was like that of Muslims. That sort of beard, like this Tadish beard, and also the dress, like the Badsha, in this way, and very close connection with them. So general Brahmins and the Hindus, they took them, they are Baudhaji, and they are foreigners, not Bengal Brahmins. So they are also almost Muslims. So when Sanatana Goswami went to Puri, there went to Puri, he used to keep up with Haridas Thakur. He did not join Mahaprabhu's party in that house, in that temple, that which is known as where Mahaprabhu stayed.
Gambhira.
He did not come there, but he used to live with Haridas Thakur, who was a Mohammedan. And when Mahaprabhu went to take his bath in the sea, he usually, daily, met Sanatana or Rupa, whoever they come, in Haridas Thakur's ashram. And he was going to take his bath and stop there for some time and had a talk, discussion, everything. And after taking bath, he came to live in this Gambhira, Radha Gampramaj. One day, when Mahaprabhu was staying in, when he was invited to take prasadam in the Gadadhar Pandit's ashram, that is Totar Gopinath. That Gadadhar Pandit Gadadhar used to live there. And that is Gopinath, he used to worship. And Mahaprabhu was invited and went. And anyhow, he had a mind to call Sanatana there. Parat Samsa Prasadamat. Then Sanatana Goswami, it was noon time, and the sun is burning over the head, and Sanatana came by the way, on the sea beach way. And his foot, the soul that was burned, half burned, so many birds also came out. Poshka ke jeevale bird.
Blisters.
Blister. Came out. Then Mahaprabhu marched. By what way you come here? Which way? I came by the seaside. Seaside? The sands are hot like anything. You have come. You must have pain in your soul. No, I do not feel much pain. You have called me, so fortune I have got, I have run. Why did you not came through the ordinary road? No, I can't venture to come through that road, because so many servitors of the temple, they are coming and going by that road. And if any way they feel any disturbance by my touch or presence or anything, so I avoid it. Yes, you are right. You have come to teach the standard of a Vaishnava feeling, Vaishnava behavior, not to interfere anyone in his own jurisdiction of faith, but to be no cause of any disturbance to anyone outside, but to go on with his own bhajan, own service, non-interfering the circumstance, disturbing the environment. So Mahaprabhu told by Madhukin Mary. Appreciation, in way of appreciation, I told like that. And Rup Goswami, and that was appreciated. But when the Haridas Thakur on the other side passed away, Mahaprabhu took him on his breast and began to dance, and he showed so much honor to Haridas Thakur, and he himself took to by the Kirtan procession to the Samadhi, and he himself threw the sand on the Samadhi, and then and seeing his grace towards Haridas Thakur to such a degree, so many Brahmins, they also came and took water from the touch of Haridas Thakur's feet and drank it. Padodag, Haridas Thakur is Padodag, Piye Bhaktavan, and with most honor, Haridas Thakur was buried there on the seashore. And some tulasi was planted, and then circumambulation with Krishna Nam, and then after throwing their last honor to it, they came back. So, as in a, though Haridas Thakur and the Sanatan, it is their beauty that they do not approach very in a rash way to disturb the society. But Mahaprabhu has shown his, and the Vaishnava showed their special respect for them. They did not shrink away to show the honor to a Vaishnava. And Haridas Thakur also lived on the other side of Ganges near Shantipur. There is a place where he engaged himself in bhajan, and that was very near to Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was the leader pandit of the society at that time. And he usually come to him, and sometimes he get some prasadam in his own compound. And this way they dealt. And Haridas Thakur was called for explanation from the local administration, the Kaji from Kalna, that you have got birth very fortunately in the Muslim section. Why do you mix with the Kafirs, the Vidharmi, who was non-believers? Why do you mix, and the worshippers of so many idols? Why do you mix and you insult our society, Muslim society, by mixing so closely with the Hindus? So it must be punished. And Haridas Thakur was punished by whipping in Chuddho Bajar Nakota. In 14. In 14 markets, showing the public that he, because he associates very closely with the Hindus, the who are non-believers in Islam. Being a Mohammedan, he does such an offense, so he is being punished with whipping. In one or two market whipping, everyone dies. But Haridas Thakur, after being whipped in 14 markets, he did not feel any physical disturbance. Then he thought, if I do not die, then these, the punishment dealers, the whippers, they will be tried and they will be punished. Then he posed in such a way that as he is dead. And then the information went to the Qadi. Qadi told, oh, all right, that man, he was a traitor, so his future should not be honored. Not he will be buried, but throw him on the bank, on the water of the Ganges. And that was done. And Haridas Thakur, after swimming, crossed Ganges and went on to the Ganges. And then, when this information came to Kaji, then he was aloof. That cannot be. We can't do any harm to him. He has acquired some power, psychic power, so neglect. Such things happened in that age of Mahaprabhu. They are not very aggressive, but the other party gave them their utmost respect. And that way it was just, oh, go, hurry, go. What's the time?
10 to 10.
10 to 10. So this is Andi Upakshan. It's finished from Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyhow, only the one thing. Whatever you do, do for Krishna and the Kasma. And give yourself wholesale for the service of the central good. That is the one. Jat karusi jadasnasi, jat juhosi jadasi jat, jat tamasyasi kauntiya tat kurusya madatpanam, sabbadharmam parityajyama. I am everything. But more I shall say to you, Arjuna, you are my friend, I want to receive you. I am all in all. If you do for me, your future will be the most successful one. In a nutshell, this is this fact. You do that. Now everything is told to you. Consider and within yourself discriminate and then do what you like to do. I am not going to interfere with your freedom. But things are such, and I have kept it before you for your own free decision, free choice. That's the gist of the all the shastra. I am Rasu Vaishala, Gita Rasamita Murti, the personification of all the desirable and the differentiated ecstasy. That is which is the harmony of all the good things is represented there. And we want, fortunately, we have got a liking for the same, and we want to make our journey, to begin our journey towards that direction. And then His blessings and the blessings of the Guru and Vaishnava, our journey may be fruitful without any hindrance. With this prayer, we close today our sitting. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. 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 H